Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. May I please have the email address on the account, please?
Crystal, my email account is jerrybranch39@gmail.com.
Jerry Branch, B-R-A-N-C-H?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Jerry Branch, no, sir? Well, let's see. I don't have an account coming up. How can I try to help you today, please, sir?
Well, I'm not surprised you don't have my email address because I never gave it. You asked for it just now.
Okay. Yes, sir. That's how we look up account. How can I help you today, please?
Well, I got a charge on my bank statement that just came through. Looks like there was a charge on my debit card that came through the bank last Friday, the 10th, for $94.90. And this lady I just talked to, she couldn't help me, so that's why I asked for you. I want that charge refunded to my account. I mean, I don't even have whatever it is your company's selling in my mailbox. You know, I've got nothing, don't want nothing. I just want this charge put back on my debit card and to have this whole account canceled immediately.
Okay, yes, sir. Let's see if we can get this to pull up for us here this way. Could you verify your first and last name one more time, please, sir?
First name Robert, last name Branch.
Thank you. Is your address 3402 Chimney Rock Drive, Nacogdoches, Texas?
That is absolutely correct.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. I did locate an account, and I do see whoever did this to you did order the ViroValor Male Enhancement that increases stamina and blood flow. Yes, sir, but you never made, this is definitely fraud. No one else in your household could have made this purchase.
I'm sorry, what'd you say about fraud? I missed that.
Oh, yes, sir. So this is definitely fraud on your account.
Right.
Yes, sir. I just had to check. Yes, sir. Okay. We do take fraud very seriously. We'll be glad to work with the local authorities, provide them with the address, the IP address on the account, sir, and have them open an investigation. And you are wanting a refund for $94.90?
That's correct.
Yes, sir. Okay, yes, sir. And I do see where I can issue that for us. That's no problem at all. Your refund of $94.90 will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your account has been canceled. There'll be no future charges whatsoever. Can I please give, did she give you a confirmation number, sir?
No, ma'am, she did not.
Can I please give you one, sir?
Please do.
Yes, sir. C, as in Charlie, 662-691-785.
Okay, and could you help me now and give me your name again and a phone number where I could reach you somewhere down the line if this isn't done?
Definitely. Yes, sir. My name is Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And I'm getting that number. That way, if you need to get back in touch with me, it's going to be 855-898-0899.
Well, Crystal, you have been amazing. I mean, I talked to that woman that came on the line before you, and it was like talking to a telephone pole. She just was not going to cooperate with anything that I discussed with her.
Well, I do want to let you know this also. I'm sorry that happened. Yes, sir, I do want to let you know this. I do see this was a monthly charge, whoever did this to you. So if you get this product in the mail, I do see it's telling me it was mailed out on March 9th. If you get it in the mail, it's yours to keep. You can throw it away, give it to a friend, a family member, yourself, whatever you see fit. You do not have to return the product whatsoever.
It's kind of a joke, really, because I'm 83 years old.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I get it. I get it. Yes, sir. I just didn't want you to be alarmed.
Crystal, hang on. My daughter's waving at me. Oh, really? Okay. She said I was also charged the same amount in February.
I had that. That was my next stop. I had that refunded also, sir. It looks like that was February 5th. So I refunded two amounts of $94.90 to you.
Hey, you are wonderful.
Oh, well, thank you.
I mean,
you're
it's
so
amazing.
Sweet.
What a difference. That girl, you know, it was like talking to a wall, and I said, let me talk to your supervisor. Well, you'll get the same information. I said, never mind. You get me to your supervisor, and if I don't get satisfaction from her, I'll go to her supervisor. So somebody will take care of this.
Yes, sir, most definitely. And now that I'm just checking over your account, she didn't cancel this account for us either. So I have done that. I want to make sure there's no future charges whatsoever. So I do have that canceled correctly this time. So you're going to have your two refunds of $94.90 back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. There's going to be no more charges whatsoever. And if you receive that in the mail, it's just yours to keep. You don't have to worry about it. There's no charges for it whatsoever, sir.
Well, frankly, I don't think I'll receive it in the mail because I got, you know, this is the second time I've been charged that, and I didn't receive any product of any kind in the mail the first time.
Yes, sir. I just didn't want you to check your mailbox, and by chance it was in there, and you were like, oh, no. So I just wanted to let you know it does look like there's a possibility that it could be received in the mail. So if it does, don't worry about it whatsoever.
Wait a minute. Now what? Okay. She said there was a charge in January of $6.95.
We can take care of that. We can do that. No problem.
What?
Okay. Yes, sir. Okay. So all three of your refunds, the two $94.90s and the one amount of $6.95, will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. There'll be no more charges whatsoever. Sir, did I give you the confirmation number yet?
You sure did.
Okay, I just wanted to check myself. Yes, sir. Is there anything else I could help you with today, please?
Well, you have affirmed to me that this is obviously a fraud, and you're going to report it to the proper authorities.
Most definitely. Yes, sir.
Well, that's great. I'm glad we caught this when we did, because, I mean, they could have been charging me this forever.
Yes, sir, because if you didn't cancel, it would have just kept coming out.
Kept going. All right. Well, Crystal, I sincerely appreciate what you've done for me to hear. I thank you very much.
Oh, you are so welcome. And thank you for being so sweet to me, sir. And I hope y'all both have a great afternoon. And thank you for calling customer service.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.